100 Years of Solitude, first published in Buenos Aires, Argentina in 1967, and in the United States by Harper and Row in 1970, immediately established Gabriel García Márquez as a major world author. The first of Latin America's international bestsellers has sold more than 20 million copies worldwide and is universally regarded as one of the century's great novels. Awarded Italy's Canciano Award, France's Prix du meilleur livre étranger, Venezuela's Romulo Gallegos Prize, and the Books Abroad Neustadt International Prize for Literature, not to mention an honorary LLD from Columbia University for the author, 100 Years of Solitude set García Márquez firmly on the path that would lead to the 1982 Nobel Prize for Literature. The process that culminated in the writing of 100 Years of Solitude may be said to have begun in 1950, during a visit with his mother to his grandparents' house in Aracataca, where he had spent his childhood. As García Márquez himself has reported it, it came to him during a family vacation to Acapulco. For the first time, the streets, houses, trees, birds, and citizens of Macondo were fully illuminated, as if by an all-revealing camera flash. All of a sudden, he wrote later, I could have dictated the first chapter word by word to a typist. He would add that the tone that I eventually used in 100 Years of Solitude was based on the way my grandmother used to tell stories. She told things that sounded supernatural and fantastic, but she told them with complete naturalness. What was most important was the expression she had on her face. She did not change her expression at all when telling her stories. In previous attempts to write, I tried to tell the story without believing in it. I discovered that what I had to do was believe in them myself and write them with the same expression with which my grandmother told them, with a brick face. Indeed, he would also write that, I feel that all my writing has been about the experiences of the time I spent with my grandparents. Back home in Mexico City, to which he had moved his family in 1961, he began to write his new novel, a process that would consume 18 months of concerted, locked-away effort, ream after ream of paper, countless packs of cigarettes, and nearly every possession in the house. While he wrote, his wife, Mercedes, cared for their two children, the house, and their finances. They sold their car, pawned almost all their appliances, and obtained credit after extended credit. Halfway through this period, García Márquez sent the book's first three chapters to the Mexican writer and diplomat, Carlos Fuentes. Fuentes's public response was, I have just read 80 pages from a master. Several months later, with 1,300 manuscript pages in hand, as well as incurred debt of more than $10,000, the soon-to-be-celebrated novelist pawned a few more possessions in order to buy postage and sent the manuscript to Editorial Sudamericana in Buenos Aires. Sudamericana published the book in June 1967 with a first printing of 8,000 copies, which were snatched up within the first week. Each subsequent week saw a new sold-out printing, and within 3 years, Sudamericana would sell over 500,000 copies. Translations into other languages followed very quickly. In 1970, 100 Years of Solitude, in a brilliant English translation by Gregory Rabassa, was published in England and the United States, where the New York Times Book Review named it as one of the year's 12 best books. The Buendía Family, Macondo, Cien Años de Soledad, and Gabriel García Márquez were celebrated throughout the world. The superlatives and points of comparison from reviewers and readers alike still capture the near rapture with which the novel was received. Chilean poet and Nobel laureate Pablo Neruda called it the greatest revelation in the Spanish language since Don Quixote of Cervantes. American novelist William Kennedy, in the New York Times Book Review, insisted that it was the first piece of literature since the book of Genesis that should be required reading for the entire human race. John Leonard, in the New York Times, wrote, "With a single bound, Gabriel Garcia Marquez leaps onto the stage with Gunter Grass and Vladimir Nabokov." Ronald Crist, in Commonweal, marveled that, "While we have been wondering about the great American novel, it looks as if Marquez may well have written the great novel of the Americas." And Klaus Müller-Berg, in Books Abroad, saw the book as a natural phenomenon, an earthquake, a maelstrom. Blending the everyday and the miraculous, the historical and the fabulous, psychological realism and surreal flights of fancy, 100 Years of Solitude has influenced nearly every important novelist around the world. The rise and fall, birth and death of mythical but intensely real Macondo, and the glories and disasters of the wonderful Buendia family make up an intensely brilliant chronicle of humankind's comedies and tragedies. All the many varieties of life are captured here, inventively, amusingly, magnetically, sadly, humorously, luminously, truthfully. 100 Years of Solitude has become one of the hallmarks of 20th century fiction. End of 100 Years of Solitude by Gabriel Garcia Marquez.